Hey everybody, this is Dalton Reiser with the Denver Broncos, left guard number 66. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Oh yeah! Let's go! Write that? That's good. Thursday night special. Buffalo Bills at the Los Angeles Rams, 6:20 tonight on NBC. The Bills are 2.5 point favorites in this game. So let's take a look here. How we feeling? And just kind of slow it down now. Because you got to be very careful with these picks. You can get dangerous real fast on the Thursday night special. Now, you look over at the Bills, and Tre'Davion White is out. So they've got some young cornerbacks that they're wanting to see, you know, just how good they can be in replacing him for, what, is he out for 4 weeks at least, I think? So that's going to be a tough one, certainly. And especially when you look over at the Rams and their receivers with Cooper Kupp and Allen Robinson, they're going to have their work cut out for them. No question about it. But some of the key additions on the defensive side, like how good can Von Miller really be for the Bills in this thing tonight? You saw that he still has a lot left in the tank. That guy can really further his legacy. If the Bills go on and win a Super Bowl, Von's going to have three titles with three different teams. That's going to be pretty rarefied air. And it starts tonight for Von. Obviously, Josh Allen. What more can you say about Josh? You got Devin Singletary. You got James Cook. You got Stephon Diggs, Gabriel Davis, Isaiah McKenzie, former Bronco, Jameis Crowder. I mean, you have some pieces here that should make for, again, one of those more electrifying offenses, one of those stout defenses. The big thing for the Bills is to look at Ken Dorsey, who was promoted from the quarterback's coach to the offensive coordinator. How does that really kind of gel? Is that anything to be concerned with? Probably not, because he was the quarterback's coach. So I would imagine you're still going to have Josh Allen do Josh Allen-y things. Sean McVay on the other side just signed a contract extension. He's got Matt Stafford, who we did find out had elbow surgery earlier in the offseason. Is that a concern? Just throw to Cooper Kupp. Just find Cooper Kupp. Even when he's double teamed, even when he's triple teamed, even when he's quadruple teamed, I am confident that Cooper Kupp is going to have a huge game. Cornerback rookies for the Rams. I mean, there's some guys on this Rams team that they're looking to see if they can step up and make some big plays, because Josh Allen and his receivers, they're no slouches. So that's going to be interesting. The Rams did get Bobby Wagner, but they lost Von Miller. Okay. The Rams are 2.5 dogs at home. The defending Super Bowl champions are 2.5 point dogs at home. They're raising the banner, and they are being counted out of their own home. And you know what? Get ready, because they absolutely should. The Bills are winning. The Bills are covering 2.5. You're welcome.
Hold on to your butts.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Allen extending, and able to find Stephon Diggs. Touchdown, Buffalo.
Ant, you got to keep your head. Tails, not so lucky.
Oh, on the ricochet. Ends up in the hands of Poyer, and the Bills take over.
Am I right, Josh Allen?
Or you just end it in a way that makes sense, is fair, and gives everyone an equal opportunity to win.
We'll try that run game here in a big hole. Devin Singletary for race. Touchdown.
Devin's going to run. He's going to go crazy tonight. Josh Allen, I'm always trying to figure out your theme. What is, I don't know the theme. You've thrown me. You have thrown me.
Think about the Bills. Think about where they're from.
Oh.
Think about their fans.
Oh, whoa. Duh. Right? Duh.
Those mafia.
Duh. Duh.
The Don, Josh Allen.
Duh. Josh Allen. Man, that was good. That was fun. Bills Mafia, the best fan base in the NFL?
Probably. They're the most exciting, most fun to watch. You know, they love to break their little plastic tables and such, so.
Do WWF stuff outside when it's like negative 80,000 degrees.
You got to be pretty
I think
passionate.
If you can fill a stadium and get crazy and it's a cold weather stadium, like it's cold all the time, I'm typically going to tip my hat to, like, the Broncos have really good fans because it can get freaking cold in Colorado. We know that. But I'm just saying, if it's more often than not, it's cold and dudes are like, they pull the jerseys over the coveralls and stuff, over the heavy snow coats. Yeah, typically I'm going to look at that and go, yeah, you're diehard. You just get it. You've been drinking Fireball all day, preparing yourself for a huge game. Pretty damn good. What do you think? The first pick is in, and I like the Bills to cover. Not sure. I mean, I think seems like everybody's going with me on that. There's a lot of people going with me.
Seems the entire NFL world has somehow crowned the Bills as Super Bowl champions
Which
already.
Which bothers you.
It bothers me a little bit, just considering that they're 0-4 in Super Bowls, so that's something you can't forget, but they're the early favorite, and when everyone's putting their money on one team, you kind of worry about it. Maybe the pressure's on them. Again, they probably understand that, and there is that certain chip to their in their shoulder that, you know, they got, you could say embarrassed, you could say shocked against Kansas City in that game with Tyreek, and then the coin flip, and then in overtime and all that, and all the rules that should have been changed or not changed, but, you know, this team is put together very well on both sides of the ball. You have the quarterback, you got the receiver, you got your running game, very, very good defense, very good secondary, a good coach in Sean McDermott.
Oh, man.
And the pressure's on them.
McDermott,
they might be the favorites, but the pressure is on the Bills to get it done this year.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't feel like they have a chip on their shoulder. They have a target on their back. Like, that's different. I think the Rams have a chip on their shoulders. Teams like both the Bengals and the Rams, the two Super Bowl teams, you're not even favored to win your first game at home, and I get it. It's the Bills. But I was shocked at that line. I thought the Bills might be 2.5-point dogs.
I thought it might have been a push, but it's definitely interesting.
I had a feeling I was going to go with the Bills for a long time now. I didn't really pay attention to the spread until we got closer. So I was a little, that was where I was a little scared of. I was a little skeptical of that spread. That was a little spooky to me. Still, I'm rightfully so, and this is why I think they have a chip on the shoulder. I'm counting the Rams out tonight. I think it'd be a fun game. 2.5-point spread, I mean, that's nothing. That's going to be a close football game. That could easily be a field goal, and everybody that I just told to take the Bills is happy. You win by a last-second field goal, and we're happy. No more last-second stuff for the Bills. They're probably like, no.
A little rough for them. No coins on the sideline.
No coins, no P. Mahomes, none of that stuff. No Tyreek Hill running around. Get that guy out of our life. Yeah, I mean, Sean McDermott, 49-32 in his career with the Bills. The thing I brought up was the Ken Dorsey thing. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? I mean, Ken Dorsey being promoted, you know, obviously played quarterback, promoted from QB coach to offensive coordinator. Does that change anything?
It will be interesting. Obviously, Brian Daboll was the OC there for the last couple of years. He's in New York now, but you know, when Daboll got there, it was kind of like that rejuvenation of the Bills offense, and Josh Allen became who he is now.
Right.
And you got to wonder, how much did Ken Dorsey do with that? Because I know Ken Dorsey's a great quarterback coach and a great offensive-minded coach, and I know he worked with Josh Allen to fix his mechanics and stuff after his second year. So you got to wonder, it's another voice in his head, in his helmet, that he's got to get used to, listening to how he calls plays, what his tendencies are in the game, you know, what's your script look like, what's your second quarter, you know, how do you adjust at halftime, all of that stuff goes into that, you know, coaching quarterback relationship, and it'll be interesting to see how this offense, if they're as explosive or maybe a little more balanced.
Yeah, that's what I want to see on this, because we always talk about the right fit, And does this quarterback fit with this system? Does he fit with that OC? Does he fit with this head coach? And those are always questions. And again, I sometimes think that if you have a great enough quarterback, they can cover up a lot of those, you know, maybe first game or two jitters for Ken Dorsey and calling an offensive game. Josh is one of those quarterbacks, Angel, that can move when the play breaks down. He can move around and make something happen. Those quarterbacks are typically the ones where you go in with more confidence when there is a change at the offensive coordinator or even the head coach.
Sure, which just the way they've established their offensive core with Allen and Diggs, Singletary, their offensive line, it's been in place for a couple of years now. And this is the time where you feel that they're going to hit their stride with it and really, you know, be successful throughout the season. That's why they're picked to win the Super Bowl. And Josh Allen's probably picked to win MVP.
Yeah. I mean, this is a big year. Like, the Bills do have a target on their back, too. Or they do. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't view it as, hey, nobody's counting on us to go in there and beat the Rams. No, everybody's counting on you to go in and beat the Rams. Everybody's counting on you to get further than you did last year and go to a second AFC championship game for the second time in 3 years. Everybody's saying that. So I don't think you come into the season going, no, we counting us out. We're a little pissed. I'm sure they are. They wanted to go further. But even losing to Kansas City in that second round, everybody, the powers that be, the wise guys all looked at that and go, yeah, crazy fluke. We like the Bills. Bills are the best team in the league. That's what they're saying. So they don't come in with a chip. They come in with a giant target on their back. 147 the time. The pick is in. Thursday night special. It's done. You're welcome, everybody. Hooligans, the world, China. You're welcome. I didn't consider China part of the world. So you can go ahead and look at the Bills to cover 2.5. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.